Hi, this is Dave Weiner. Over on Facebook, Robert Scoble asked me a question. He asked me basically what I thought about an announcement that Facebook had made. And the announcement goes like this. This is the summary. The Facebook API that provides friend data to apps will shut down tomorrow. New API changes will put a premium on user privacy and protection, limiting the access that marketers once had in the process. So he wants to know. He says, first of all, he says that he is okay with this. Let's see how he puts it. Hold on, give me a sec. All right. He says, I just lost it. Fucking computers. All right. That said, it scrolled away again. It shows it to me. Hold on. This is crazy. I'm searching now. Said. Okay. Here's this quote from Scoble. That said, I am happy in Facebook's walls. And then he wonders what I think of these changes. Well, here's what I think. First of all, I'm a relatively new Facebook developer. I haven't gotten to this part of the Facebook API yet. That's because I'm, you know, busy building a lot of other things, and I only get to spend a little bit of time every so often, you know, diving into the API, which I like to do. I think their API is actually very well designed and highly leveraged. And so, how do I feel about it? Well, I have, I guess I'm kind of sad because I built a product called podcatch.com, and it has Facebook integration in it. It's nicely integrated, and I'm sort of there just beginning to explore about how that could be better connected in with the social graph, with Facebook's graph. And the way podcatch.com got started was I asked on Facebook for people to recommend to me their favorite podcast feeds. And then I put all those together into an app, and I just read those feeds and create a river of all the new items that come in. So this, and it's great. First of all, I got a fantastic response from my friends about this and got an incredible collection of feeds. And that was, I guess, about a month ago, a little bit less than a month ago. And my whole podcast world has become just a lot richer as a result of that. Now, I did that manually and didn't need an API to do that. I mean, I just asked a question and they gave me the answer. But that's, of course, just the beginning. What I like to do as a developer is to do things manually and learn about them, and then that gives me clues about how to do this automatically. And I guess my concern is that that I guess some of those options are going to be closed off to me now. And, you know, does that mean I will or I won't do them? And, if I do them, I'm going to possibly have to do them outside of their graph. And I see that as a loss for everybody. I see that as a loss for Facebook. I see that as a loss for my friends, and I feel, you know, as a loss for myself. So on the other hand, having not dived in there, perhaps the changes they made won't have any effect on me at all. Maybe if I put information into the social graph, then I can get it back out, which is kind of really all I want to do. You know, I want to be able to, you know, somebody clicks on a like on a podcast that they've seen there. Well, it seems fair to me that I should be able to find out what they did, since they did it in my app, and since I was the one who asked the question. Facebook's not asking any questions about podcasts right now. And Facebook has a lot of things like this on their plate that they're apparently not getting to. And this is where developers, this is the old story, you know, this is where developers can help out. You know, I was talking with, well, let's just say I was talking with some people at a platform company who had put together a platform that excluded a very big class of software. They didn't allow scripting. Software that had a scripting language couldn't be put on their platform. And this was years ago that this happened. And so, you know, this came up in a discussion. It's like, well, you know, how do you feel about those limits? And I said, well, you know, I wonder how you feel about them, because you never know what you didn't get when you cut off an avenue of exploration. That happened once before in the, you know, with Frontier. We developed that on the Macintosh, and basically the platform vendor decided they wanted to solve the problem themselves, and that basically cut off our ability to grow. And as a result, well, we did what we would have done a few years earlier on the Mac, we ended up doing on the internet. And so it became blogging, and it became RSS, and became podcasting, and XMLRPC, and SOAP, and all kinds of really good things. You know, could have happened maybe even as much as a decade earlier. And it could have happened entirely within the Mac platform. Instead, you know, it happened on the open internet, and, you know, it was basically a set of features that went for all platforms. So, yeah, I would think you could say, playing Monday morning quarterback, that Apple lost something there, and that had they been more open to having developers explore things that they felt were system software, that they might have been better off. You know, probably would have been better off. Same thing's true with Facebook. Here, you know, if they cut off avenues of development, oh, you know, perhaps it is offering users more privacy and more control. And although I think that's kind of marketing talk, if you want to know the truth. And here they say they'll put a premium on user privacy. Well, that's a little tricky, because they're not depriving themselves access to the information. It's just marketers that they're not allowing access to, which is also a little bit misleading. Although that may be the words of the person who wrote the article, let's be fair. Because it's called marketing land, so of course they would think about marketers. But, you know, it's developers aren't marketers. I mean, of course, developers create stuff that can be used by marketing, but developers might be trying to create whole new features that users would absolutely love, you know? And it might not come at any sacrifice in privacy at all, you know? If you're giving the data to Facebook, you haven't really given up any privacy if you give it to a developer, if that developer uses it responsibly. We all know that there are some real jerks out there who do awful things with data when they get their hands on it. So let's just say that now I put my user hat on. How many minutes have I been talking? 8 minutes. I don't think Scoble thought he was going to get this much of an answer. And, of course, this will be on podcatch.com, which is my ulterior motive, because I really wanted sort of people to check it out. Excuse me, because it's not because I love it, just because it's, you know, it's great. People, you'll love it. Anyway, as a user, if they really are protecting my privacy, then of course, thumbs up. I'm totally into that. That's great. On the other hand, I never put anything on Facebook that I wouldn't want to share with the world. However, they probably figure out things about me that I wouldn't want shared with the world. So, what a mess. No, I'm not happy with all this stuff. But on the other hand, you know, I'm optimistic that we'll be able to make some great stuff happen. So, hopefully that answers your question, Robert. And thanks for asking. Bye-bye.